evangelism is one beggar telling another beggar where the bread is. A few years ago, we attended a Sean Forrest concert, and it was a youth concert. And in the warm-up, they told the story of taking a three-year-old to church. And the three-year-old would grow restless, and they would give him things to do to occupy him. So they would let him place the envelope in the collection basket, as well as, you know, carry him up when his parents received communion. Well, one particular Sunday, the three-year-old was losing altitude pretty quickly. And just before Holy Communion, they decided that it was better to take him out of church than to risk a major catastrophe. So just before communion, they were carrying him out. And the boy is screaming, "I paid my money. I want to taste God." Okay. "I paid my money. I want to taste God." Well, in that first reading, it said, "I will rain down." Moses, God said to Moses, "I will rain down bread from heaven for you." That was the Old Testament, but Jesus is really the fulfillment of that Old Testament verse. "I myself am the bread of eternal life." They say that the bread that we eat is the bread of death. Holy Communion is the bread of life. Okay? Because ultimately, the bread that we eat cannot sustain our life. It's Holy Communion that can sustain us to eternal life. And so one of the aspects of the Eucharist is Holy Communion, bread for our souls. It gives healing and strength to us. Even just to be in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton said that we gain more wisdom and knowledge from praying before the Blessed Sacrament than from reading all the books in the library. Just to be in the presence of the Holy Eucharist. Okay? We gain more wisdom and knowledge from praying before the Blessed Sacrament than from reading all the books in the library. St. Francis de Sales would say, "If we could visit our Lord in the tabernacle 100,000 times every day, even that would not be enough." Okay? Would not be enough gratitude, thanksgiving for the gift of God Himself in the Holy Eucharist. And like we say, not only does He dwell in our midst, but He makes Himself food for our soul. And they say we live in Him insofar as we die in Him. Okay? The bread from heaven enables us to die to sin, to die to self, to die to this world, and to rise with Him to eternal life, the life of our souls. One poor Clare nun would visit the Eucharist often, and she was asked how she prayed in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, and she said, "Oh, I could stay there forever. What do I do?" She said, "What does a beggar do when he is with a rich man? What does a sick man do when he goes to see his doctor? What does a thirsty man do at a cool spring? What does a starving man do at a table loaded with good things?" Well, she says, we are poor and sick and thirsty and starving spiritually. And the Eucharist is our feast. One woman at Adoration, she realized she was the only person in the chapel at the time, in the church praying. And she said, "Why isn't this church filled? Why am I the only one here?" It was some all-night vigil. And the response she received was, "You are the only one to whom I gave the grace to be here." Okay? You are the only one to whom I gave the grace to be here. Okay? it is a grace to be here. It's more than an obligation. It's a grace that brings us here. Just to come up as one, as they say, and to return as two. We come up as one, we return as two. In Holy Communion, we are as close to Him as we are to ourselves. One little girl was brought by her grandfather to exposition, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. He asked her, "Can you tell me the difference between the Eucharist and the crucifix?" And she said, "When I look at the crucifix, I see Jesus, but He is not there. When I look at the Eucharist, I don't see Jesus, but He is there." One deacon says that you and I don't come to Mass in order to be massed at. Okay? It's not a passive thing. Okay? We come to offer ourselves in union with Him, His consecration of Himself, to unite our amen with His amen. And Holy Communion empowers us to, in Holy Communion, we feed on His self-giving love. It empowers us to offer ourselves in union with Himself. Our sacrifices in union with His perfect sacrifice. Our amen in union with His perfect amen. Okay. So we pray every Mass might bring us closer and closer to that Holy Communion with Him, okay, where we can feast on the true bread of life. Okay. Sometimes they call food festivals a taste of heaven. Well, the Holy Eucharist literally is a taste of heaven. Earth unites with heaven when we receive Holy Communion.